the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Spring is a perfect time to get outside and garden. But can gardening make an impact on our community? Food deserts are a reality in many urban neighborhoods. Many areas lack accessibility to buy affordable or good quality fresh food. With the support of Missouri State University and the community, Springfield Community Gardens is working to ensure everyone in the Springfield area has access to fresh food. No matter your background or experience in gardening, you can join their mission. I'm Adair Seifert. Annalise Kerr, Springfield Community Gardens Farm Incubator Manager, and Amanda Durrell, Springfield Community Gardens Coordinator, explain the partnership between Missouri State and Springfield Community Gardens and how you can get involved.
We're called Springfield Community Gardens, so we have a number of community gardens around Springfield. We actually have 16 that are located in a number of different areas, just so that we make sure that we target specific populations. But we also have a farm incubator program that serves as an education and training hub for new and beginning farmers. We have a produce distribution. So we've got a lot of things going on, but again, it's all just with the central goal of making sure that everybody has food to eat.
Springfield Community Gardens has a really awesome and special relationship with Missouri State University in that we see a lot of students coming out to the different garden sites that we have in multiple neighborhoods around Springfield. You know, some folks are just coming out to see if you plant a seed, what happens, and some folks are wanting to learn more about how different varieties of tomato are impacted by the Ozarkian climate. So it's really a great educational opportunity for students to be able to come out and to start really doing that cultural competence and investing in their community and trying to help put good work into our local food system. Interestingly enough, Annalise and my journeys both with Springfield Community Gardens actually started at Missouri State University in the Castle office. I personally was a service learning student and ended up changing my major as a result of my service learning experience. And through a few years of working with them as in my undergrad and then in my graduate degree, I was a GA with Springfield Community Gardens and ended up finding myself employed there. And it's one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. So it's really cool to see like those university stories of working your way up into your career. If a student were to join us on a work day at one of our community garden sites, you can definitely expect 1 to 2 garden leaders who volunteer their time and know the site very, very well. Some of our gardens are located very close to the university. Some of them are more concentrated on the north side as we see a lot more of a food desert there. And so they can be in a wide range of areas, but closed-toed shoes, sunscreen, a water bottle, and dress for the weather. Be ready to get your hands dirty.
They explain how the community can get involved.
Yeah, we love getting more people from the community involved, again, because we are here to help serve the community. So we really like to see a lot of engagements. People from the community, they really can get involved in both the community gardens, the farms, but also with our produce distributions and our 4-H camp and our 4-H club. So the garden work days are still pretty much the same for community members. The farm work days as well, they'll just email us and we can set something up.
A lot of our gardens are located in local neighborhoods with the intention of the neighborhood coming out to join in and be a part of that community garden. And so right now we're working on getting a QR code at every single garden site so that anytime you walk by one of our gardens, you'll be able to see it, scan it, and join us.
We have a number of programs and a lot of services that we offer. And, you know, regardless of where you're at in agriculture, if this is your first time learning to garden, or if you're, you know, a really experienced grower who's been farming for 70 years, we still want to help and we still want to be a part of your journey. So, like I say, if you want to come and just get information on how to start a garden or how to, you know, get enrolled in the gardens, or if you want to come and help out at the farms, or if you want help, you know, learning about different kinds of ag resources like farm loans or crop insurance, things like that, please come and talk to us because either way, we're happy to help. And if we don't know the answer, chances are we know somebody who does. And so, like I say, we just want to be a part of the journey and to help out in any way that we can.
Durrell shares how they are investing in future gardeners through their youth programs.
We also have a 4-H club and camp. We really work to invest in our youth programs and the next generation of people who are contributing to our environment and our food system. And so it is geared toward kids 7 to 12. And then additionally, I'd love to share about our awesome 4-H camp that we host every summer. This year, it's going to be between July 10th and July 14th.
To learn more about their youth programs and how you can get involved, visit SpringfieldCommunityGardens.org. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.